Welcome to Clan Radio. We're going to round up the action tonight from Brayhead Arena. Brayhead Clan won their second game of the weekend, beating Hull Stingrays by 3-0. Kyle Jones registering his fourth shutout of the season, ending what was a good weekend for the Clan. Clan took the lead in the first period through Matt Tow when he was set up by Lee Esders. Then Shane Lust added a second in the second period when he finished from close range for Joel Champagne to add a third in the third period, putting Brayhead Clan 3-0 up with 2 points in the bag. Coming up, we'll have some reaction after the match. Standing with me to talk about the game is Ed McGrain. Ed, 2 wins over the weekend, a happy mood all round again.
Yeah, you know, we're kind of, you know, hopefully we're back on track here. It's been a, you know, tough couple of weeks for us. But, you know, I think, you know, guys came together this weekend and, you know, kind of did what it took to get 4 points. So it's a big weekend for us.
Have it been a bit of soul-searching from some of the players in there in this last month or so when, you know, the results have gone the way they have?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, when you start to get on a bit of a losing streak, you start to question yourself and, you know, maybe you forget the things that made you successful. So, you know, I think Finner did a good job of us kind of getting back to the basics and just kind of, you know, making sure that we did hard work first and then, you know, everything else came, you know, later. So I think that, you know, we're at that point right now.
Good workmanlike performance tonight, shutout as well. Can't really ask for much better than that, can you?
Yeah, Jonesy's been, you know, our man all year. I mean, that guy's, you know, worked so hard for us, and, you know, to see him to get that, you know, that big goose egg, you know, it was definitely good for us. I mean, it made us feel good because, you know, he's definitely deserved it.
Last couple of games, you've set up Joel Champagne. It's an interesting battle between the two of you at the top of the points charts. You'll tell me it's all for the good of the team, obviously, but is there a wee bit of rivalry between the two of you in there?
Well, I don't know. It just seems like he's always open. Sometimes I wish he wasn't so open so I wouldn't have to give it to him. But no, he's such a good player, and, I mean, he just creates so much space for guys out there. So, you know, it's nice to play with a guy like that when, you know, it's easy to find him out there, so it's kind of nice.
Still in there, obviously, at the top end of the league as well. While the results weren't going well, you still managed to hang on in there as well. But getting these 2 wins tonight, I mean, they were massive in the general scheme of things, weren't they?
Yeah, they really were. I mean, you know, Finner went over tonight how important these 2 points were. You know, you can go from second or you can go right down to 6 or 7. So, I mean, every game from now on in is pretty much a playoff game for us. I mean, we can't take any nights off. And, you know, it starts at practice. And we just got to keep being more consistent and keep building as a team and get better every night.
You've got Belfast next. That's next Saturday. You've got a whole week to prepare for that. But, I mean, that team at the moment are just unstoppable.
Yeah, I mean, that's our biggest test of the year. I mean, we got to look at that game as a playoff-type game. I mean, we haven't done well against them this year. And, you know, if we want to, you know, win a championship here, I mean, we got to beat the best. And, you know, it starts with Saturday night. So we got to get focused and, you know, kind of come ready.
Thanks very much, Ed.
All right, thank you.
Lee Esders joins me now. Lee, 3-0. Puts a fantastic win on the board, 2 points, etc. Happy with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice when you pick up 2 points. It was a big game tonight against a team in our group that are doing well at the minute. There was on a 6-game unbeaten run, and we ended it tonight. So, yeah, everyone's happy, and it was a big game for us.
You set up Matt Tow for that first goal. Talk me through that. Just, did you see him just arriving late, and you just played it across?
You know what, we had one earlier. He went back door, and I didn't give him it. I took the shot, but second one, yeah, I found him back door. It's always nice to get a point. Just want to get one more to get the 100 points in the AHL, and we'll go from there. But, yeah, it was a nice finish from Toy.
How long has that taken you to get to the 100 points mark? I mean, I know you've played a few years now.
Yeah, I mean, it's took me a few years, obviously. For a couple of years, I've been just sat on the bench and being 10th forward. But, yeah, I'm enjoying it this year. I'm playing a lot.
And
I feel like I'm having a good year so far. So,
don't know if you're aware of this. Hull have actually beat Brayhead the last 7 times they've played, stretching back into last season as well. It must be good to get that monkey off your back, for want of a better expression.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I didn't know about last year, but yeah, they beat us five times out of 6 we played. So yeah, it was nice to get one over them, and obviously they're challenging us in the conference, so it was a big win for us tonight.
When those defeats against you sort of stack up, do you start getting frustrated at why you can't seem to get ahead of this team and take the points?
You know what? Every game we've had against Hull, it's been one goal that's cost us, or it's even be a shootout. But you know what, we do things right. We kept it simple tonight, and I think we obviously it showed on the scoreline tonight.
Shout out for Jonesy as well.
Yeah,
everyone happy for him.
Yeah, it's a big confidence booster for D and Jonesy. So yeah, it was nice for Jonesy to get that shutout tonight.
and 4 points for the entire weekend as well. Bigger confidence boost does that give, not just you, but for the team as a whole?
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows we haven't been on a very good run of late, and to get 4 points this weekend is massive heading into Belfast next weekend. So, yeah, everyone's on a high right now, and we'll get back to work Tuesday and we'll build for that.
Excellent. Thanks very much, Lee.
Cheers. Thanks.